I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday, Pakistani demonstrators won after protesting what they considered blasphemous amendments to parliamentary bills. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
As a result of the army brokered deal, the government has finally given in to the demands of the protesters, with Zahid Hamid resigning as the federal law minister since he oversaw the revision to the electoral oath. While Hamid has tendered his resignation, he's reminded citizens that the Elections Act 2017 had been prepared with the consensus of all parliamentary political parties. So Pakistani society is on a knife's edge right now, and sectarian violence is increasing.
Pray for the faith of the believers in Pakistan as it grows more hostile to non-Muslims. And with Advent upon us, certain music helps transport us into the hope and joy of the season. Transworld Radio is collaborating once more with Duke University Chapel to put a world-class live performance of Handel's Messiah Oratorio within easy reach of anybody with an internet connection. TWR's Lauren Libby says on December 1st and 2nd,
we will be broadcasting on shortwave, on digital, on high-power medium wave, on a million-watt transmitter, and so we're literally filling the airwaves and broadcasting to the world from Duke Chapel the Messiah performance.
Why this piece?
Handel really does tell about who Jesus is, his birth, and ultimately his death and what he came to do.
We'll connect you to the live airing of Handel's Messiah through a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.